The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Well, it's our family restoration banquet, and we are grateful to God for bringing us here today. To Him alone be all the glory. I'll be as fast as possible because God has... to change our life, is said to do something new in our life. Nobody will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. I say nobody will go back home the same in the name of Jesus. And I'll be speaking in this first service, keys to family joy. Keys to family joy in this family restoration service. When Adam and Eve were in Eden, they had glory, they had color, they had blessing, they had access to every food that you can think of. Every good thing of life was available to Adam and Eve. Until suddenly, sin came in and they were ejected. But Jesus came back to restore what was lost. Well, in the services we'll be having this morning, everything lost in your life and in your family shall be restored. I say everything lost in your life and in your family shall be restored. And we'll be looking at one of the major things that must be restored in our families for our families to enjoy the blessing, which is called joy. God wants your family to be joyful and happy always. In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 9, the Bible speaking, it says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life. Live joyfully. Someone say joyfully. So we are meant to live a joyful life in our families, with our children, with all the other children living with us, extended family children that might be living with us, adopted children, spiritual children that might be living with us. Every one of us are expected to live a joyful life. Joy is so important in a family. It must be deliberately maintained for a better marriage. Joy is a stabilizer of marriage. Without joy, marriage or family is a battlefield. Without joy, the family is a battlefield. The family is more or less like a punching axis, except joy is there. Many talk about love, 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 love. Love is good. But there can't be love if there's no joy. Love and joy work together. Love without the presence of joy will eventually affect the love. All the negative things that happens in family and in marriage are meant to affect the joy. You see, when the enemy attacks your life or your family, what is he trying to attack? To attack your joy as a person. And to attack the joy in the environment so that the environment can be polluted. I pray for somebody here today, joy will not leave your life. If joy is dead, love dies naturally. When joy dies in a family, naturally you just see that the home is just, everything is just down. In Romans chapter 4 and verse 17, Romans 14:17, for the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. That joy is coming for somebody here this morning. If that person is here, let your amen be the loudest. Quickly this morning, beloved, important facts about joy. important facts about joy. Number one, joy is part of the fruits of the Spirit. Joy is part of the fruits of the Spirit. My prayer is that somebody is here this morning, you will not lack the fruit of the Spirit. I say you will not lack the fruit of the Spirit. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. You will never lack the fruits of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Number two, joy is the mother of love. Joy is the mother of love. Number one, joy is part of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. Joy is the mother of love. You can't love somebody without being happy with the person. The more you love somebody, the more you are happy and joyful about the person. Number three, important facts about joy is that joy is medicinal. Joy is medicinal. Proverbs 17:22. Proverbs 17 and verse 22. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. A broken spirit drieth the bones. When joy is in your life and in your family, people don't fall sick anyhow. Research has shown us a lot of the sicknesses in people's life proceeds from sadness and depression. A lot of the problems that people have proceed from them. They are being depressed, oppressed, sad over a matter, over a situation, and somehow sickness creeps in. That's why you must protect your joy. Many protect their cars. Many protect their phones. Many protect their nice clothes, but don't protect their joy. Your joy needs to be protected if you want your life and your family to go forward. Nobody's life here will fall into sickness. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. Number four important fact about joy is that joy is one of the major pillars of a family. Joy is one of the major pillars of a family. It's one of the things that makes a family to stand. If you want your family to stand, joy is very important. Joy is one of the major pillars that makes a family to stand. And lastly, for this service, important facts about joy. Joy is fragile and sensitive. Joy is very fragile. Joy is very sensitive. If you allow it to go, it just disappears. If you allow it to drop on the floor, it just... Joy is fragile. Joy is sensitive. It must be protected. It must be kept. So that it's there always. Say a louder amen. Quickly this morning, beloved, what are the enemies of joy in a family? What are the enemies of joy? Number one is condemnation. 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 Constant condemnation of your spouse or criticism breeds sadness, hatred, and strife. Constant condemnation. There are some people that every day is condemnation. Every hour. Yes, to correct is good. Yes, to lead in the right path is good. But when you condemn every hour, every minute, it turns the atmosphere into a negative atmosphere. Almost like they can predict that, yeah, another condemnation is coming. If your phone rings, you can almost say, something is happening. Condemnation kills the joy in the family. Number two, enemy of joy in the family is strife. Strife is fighting, constant fighting. Strife. There are some people, they have fighting spirits. They just like to fight. They just love fighting. If there's peace, they wonder, why is there so much peace here? Why is everywhere so quiet? If you want joy in your family, you must not be a person that loves strife. When your husband brings strife to you, dodge that strife. When your wife brings strife to you, just take your key and look for somewhere to just relax. Don't be a person that you are always looking for how to fight. It will kill the joy in the family. It will destroy the atmosphere of the family. Number three, enemy of joy in a family is nagging. You can't be nagging and win your husband's heart. Nagging makes your husband to not want to be around you at all. You are a woman and you are always nagging, your husband will not want to be around you. If you are a mother and you are always nagging, your children will want to, they will be dying to get out of the house on time because you are always nagging. A nagging woman is one of the things that a man just can't stand. Don't forget, that man you are nagging, somebody in his office is greeting him specially. Good morning, sir. How was your night? Can I prepare tea for you? Do you want some biscuit with it? Would you want some meat pie? Is there any other thing that you would need? Anything you will require? I'm at your... For you nagging me, behaving as if. Praise God. Watch it. May the Lord give us understanding. You see, what family management and family issues is a function of wisdom. That's why the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct. Family, even your own personal life management is a function of your wisdom. The level of your wisdom will determine how far you will go. Number four, enemy of joy is unforgiveness. Learn to forgive. Learn to forgive. Forgive yourself. Forgive your children. Forgive those that have wronged you. Yes, your wife wronged you then. It's gone. Forgive. Especially if they have apologized over that matter. Your husband wronged you. Forgive. Especially if they have apologized over that matter. That's how to do it. If you want to claim your right all the time and want to stand with unforgiveness, there's no way you can have joy in your family. A lot of times we tend to forget that the person we are married to is a human being, and the person is prone to mistakes. I make mistakes. Your children can make mistakes. In fact, devil can enter them for a period. Just like Peter, he said, and the devil entered into Peter when he started talking to Jesus and said, you should not die. Devil can enter to them at a particular period. God forbid. Especially if you yourself, your prayer life is weak. Learn to forgive. Learn to let go of issues. Don't start talking of issues that happened 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Today is Mother's Day. This is the anniversary of when you cheated on me 17 years ago. I cannot, for any time there's Mother's Day, I'm never happy. Because that was the day you did something to me 20 years ago. What's the gain in that? The Lord will give us understanding. Enemies of joy in a family is sexual denial. Sexual denial. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 to 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1 to 15. Now concerning the things whereof ye wrote unto me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every man have her own husband. Let the husband render unto the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife unto the husband. The wife had no power over her own body, but the husband. And likewise also, the husband had no power of his own body, but the wife. defraud ye not one another. So it's a fraud if there's issue of denial. It's a fraud. And by God's privilege as a child accountant, fraud is not something that we look with good eyes. We don't look at fraud with good eyes. Let's look at that verse 5 again. Defraud ye not one another, expect it, except it be with consent for a time. You must agree on that. Not that you alone just say, no, this is what I want to do. No, you must agree. That, okay, for this period. That's how to do it. That you may give yourself to fasting and prayer and come together again, that Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. What some of the major problems of lack of joy in a family comes from this. As a pastor of many years and having counseled many people, I counseled a woman some years ago, many years ago, maybe about 13, 14 years ago. At that time, she was about maybe close to 60. She was saying she doesn't know why her husband doesn't respond to her. Somebody was saying, at about 60. What was Abraham's age when he gave birth to Isaac? So the matter of self, of denial of this matter is something that affects the family. There must be prompt response. Not just response. Prompt response. When the need arises and when the demand is made. I pray no family here will crash in the name of Jesus. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Quickly this morning, having laid the foundation, I'll be showing us way to family joy. Way to joy in the family. I'll give us as many points as possible in this first service, and then we'll go deeper in the second service. Number one way to family joy is determined to be joyful, determined to be happy. Determine that in this my family I'll be happy. In this life I'll be happy. You see, if you don't determine to be happy, many things will make you unhappy. Is it the environment? Is it light? Is it water? Is it security? Is it a job? Many things will make you unhappy. So, be determined to be happy. Make up your mind. I will be happy. Don't let your happiness or joy depend on your spouse. Determine on your own. Whatever it takes, I will not lose my joy. Whatever it takes. Yes, things have not gone the way we want it to go. Yes, we have not. We are still trusting God for children. Oh, yes. We are waiting for this or waiting for that. I will remain happy. You see, when you are sad, it's a sign that you don't really believe that the future will be alright. You believe the future, there's no reason to be sad. There's no reason to be unhappy. God has a better plan for you. Whatever is happening to you now is working together for your good. Romans 8 verse 28. For we know that all things work together for good for them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Everything is working for your good. Number two way to joy in your family is keep communication lines open. Joy is depleted in the family when communication line is closed. Keep communicating. During the day, communicate. If you are working in a place where you can't use the phone during the day, during your break, at least you can't work in a place that will not give you a break. Communicate. And men are very guilty of this, especially after marriage. 2, 3, 4 years after marriage. They just go to work in the morning and just return back in the evening. It's wrong. There must be, the line of communication must be open. You must not be too busy that you don't communicate with your family. You don't communicate. You just be a solo person. I can preach on that solo life. I can preach a whole day sermon on the effect of a solo life. It's a life that can affect you negatively. Solo life. A life where you don't communicate with anybody. That's the life that bats temptation. I hope you know. Solo life is the life that bats temptation. Solo life is the life that kills the fire of marriage. Solo life just kills the fire. The fire is just not there. So communication, constant communication is important. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Number three way to joy in the family is be content with your spouse. Avoid infidelity. Avoid infidelity. Run away from infidelity. Be content with your spouse. What God has given to you is what matches your destiny. If God gives you somebody else, you'll be surprised. That's why people that divorce a lot of times, sometimes divorce several times. Because some of the time, the new person or the new lady or the new guy might not be exactly the way we think he is. Except there are other issues, maybe we'll still go into that in the second service. But just be content. As if there's a threat to your life, I don't encourage people to just get out of their homes. No. Be content with what God has blessed you with. Number four, way to family joy is forgive generously. Forgive generously. Immediately your spouse says, I'm sorry, forget it. Forgive generously. Forgive generously. Forgive generously. Be generous in your magnanimity. Don't be too hard. Some people are so hard. So hard. So hardened-hearted. One of the things that makes us know if you are a real Christian is how fast you forgive. Yeah? One of the things that makes us know that you are a real Christian is how fast you forgive. So if you don't forgive so easily, then there's an issue which must be worked on. Forgiveness is very vital because there is no way the tongue and the tooth will be around the same vicinity and they will not offend themselves. Living in the same house, sleeping in the same room, you have children, etc. There's no way there will not be an issue at one time or the other. You must learn to let go. You must learn to let go. Otherwise, you can't keep, if you're a man, you can't keep a wife. If you're a woman, you can't stay in a man's house. If you are not ready to forgive, forget it, because they will offend you. Have I offended my wife before? Many times. Has she offended me before? Plenty times. But that spirit of forgiveness, to just let go, to just let that matter die. That's how it works. But if you are pointing matters, especially matters that have gone for long, and you too that they are forgiving, the issue they forgive you on, don't keep repeating yourself. Hello. The issue they forgive, your wife forgave you over, that you went to drink and you were drunk, or she smelled something that is not right in your mouth, and you said, this thing is not right. The issue they mention, stop doing it. You had a side chick. She caught you. Okay? After that, disconnect from the side chick. Stop having side chick. Face your chick in the house. The chick in the house, you have not finished enjoying it. You are looking for another chick. What you have, is it, you know, what you are looking for in Sokoto is in your Sokoto. What you are looking for all over the place is inside. May the Lord give us understanding. I said, may the Lord give us understanding. So what you have been forgiving, keep, don't let it keep repeating itself. Otherwise, the woman will become discouraged. She will lose trust in you totally. If you say, I'm sorry, just like I've heard you, that what pastor has said, I've heard you. I've forgiven you. But in their heart of heart, he said, sir, I know you very well. Number five way to join the family is give unsolicited gifts. Don't wait until your husband is doing bad day alone that you give gifts. Don't wait until your wife is doing bad day alone that you give gifts. Give gifts. Especially from the man to the woman. Give gifts. As regularly as you can. Today is Mother's Day now. It's a good time. There's no issue of mercy there. It's a message. It's a message of mercy. You see, I've told you something. If you learn that thing, it will help you a lot. Gift is according to your size. Gift is according to your size. When we say gift, we always think something big. No. Have you ever seen a lady that a guy gave just a biro, like maybe a pink biro, or maybe a something that is a jotter that just looks pinkish? He just bought it, just something. And she said, oh, my God, this is the exact thing I love. And you just bought it for 200 naira. It's not until you buy iPhone, this. It's just the thoughtfulness. Hello. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? It's just the thoughtfulness. It's just the thoughtfulness that you remembered me that makes a difference. So when we say giving gift, everyone say, give. Don't ever think like that. Don't ever think like that. It's just the thoughtfulness that you feel, you make me feel special. Every woman wants to feel special. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Every woman wants to feel special. Every woman. Just give a gift to your grandmother. Yeah, Mama, I just bought you this nice gift. She says, oh, my son. God will bless you. God will. And you now say, grandma, Mama, I love you so much. Say, oh. A old woman. What is she doing with gifts? What is he doing with I love you? It's about the expression. You just create an ambience in the environment through that. You just create an environment that is very nice. No man here will be a stingy man. I say no man here will be a stingy man. I say no man here will be a stingy man. When the woman is sure that you are genuine and you are sincere, she will manage your resources for you. She will even be the one that will manage your resources for you. Because some people say, if she knows I have money, she will squander it. She wants to squander it because she knows that you can disappear at any time. If she's sure that you are sincere and you are very on point, she will manage your resources for you perfectly. But when she's not sure, you know, about your moves. Oh yeah, let's spend. Bring out the money on time because she also wants to praise God. May the Lord give us understanding. I say, may the Lord give us understanding. Someone been blessed this morning, shout a big hallelujah. Number six way to joy in the family is dress and act to satisfy your spouse. Dress and act. Behave well. behave well, dress well. Your husband doesn't like you dressing, revealing yourself. Of course, God doesn't like it himself. Then stop it. If your wife tells you this shirt looks somehow on you, it's somehow. He's communicating something to you. It looks somehow. That somehow, he just doesn't want to say it doesn't look good on you. Dress well. Look attractive. Yeah. Look attractive. Look, I don't want to say sumptuous. Look attractive. Look good. Dress well. Dress neat. May the Lord give us understanding. This is very, very important because you see, when you don't dress well, either as a guy or as a woman, you don't look approachable in the house. That's why you see some men, they'll be working on laptop in the parlor and the wife will be playing with the children somewhere because they don't look attractive. Look attractive. You are in the house does not mean that you will be smelling of smoke. Take your bath after your cooking. It's very important. It's very, very important. If you are cooking and then you are probably using something that has smoke, cover your hair so that by the time you are with your husband, you will not be smelling smoke from your hair. Yeah. It's very important. Hygiene is very important. If your husband is at home and he's not smiling all the time, you are not dressing well. If you are dressing well, he will just be like, he will be spying on you as you are going. I just say I should greet you. What's funny? Nothing. Because you dress well. You look neat. Also, dress and take care of the children also. Don't be all dressed up as a woman and your children look very somehow. No. Dress them well also. The level of the clothes you can buy now, you might not be able to visit, I don't want to market any organization, but you might not be able to visit very high ranking, but the place you can go, that's okay. I told you this story before. One of my wife's friends, also a chartered accountant, one time, this was many years ago, I just saw her, I was just passing by, and I saw her in a bend down boutique something, buying clothes. But now, she's so blessed, things have changed for her. She even bought a car for her husband. I've told you the story before, as a birthday gift. Her life has changed. So you don't necessarily have to use all the money in the world to clothe your children. Just look for where. See, live your life part time. It will make you have pressure free life, stress free. Yeah, sometimes you can buy clothes of 1,000. That's your level. There's a time you can buy one clothes for a child, 20,000. That's your level. One shirt, one. It depends on how much it is. That's your level. Live your level per time. But learn to dress neat. Learn to dress well. Learn to dress neat. And I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Did I hear you say amen? Number 7, way to your family joy. Don't allow external factors to dictate the mood in your family. Don't allow external factors to destroy your family. Don't allow in-laws' influence, friends' influence. Is it you that your husband is talking to like that? My friend, spark for him, Joe. Don't do that. Don't allow your mom to be asking you, how's your husband treating you? Is he giving you soup money? Is he paying school fees? That's none of their business. is none of their business. Let me tell you something. If you have a misunderstanding with your husband as a woman and you tell your parents, they will hate your husband. Because every parent has special affection for their children. They will never say your husband is the one that is wrong. And honestly speaking, they will never say that you are the one that is wrong. Sometimes you might be the one wrong. Don't allow external influences, especially negative influences. You have issues, go to spiritual authority who don't, they are not related to any of you, as it were. Those who have spiritual precision, who can tell the truth, they are not looking for anything from you. They are not going to tell you something based on what they want from you. No selfish gain in your relationship. So they will tell the husband, my friend, you are not treating this one well. Change. Woman, you are not, this woman, you are not giving me honor. That's why it's reacting against you. Every man is a king in his own house. Honor him, he will change. But you go and meet a friend, you phone a friend, hello, babe, Chai, what my husband has been doing for me. I even wanted to tell you, meet me in so-so place, then you download everything. She doesn't have spiritual insight. She doesn't know Bible. The little she knows is upside down. So she gives you wrong advice that makes everything go worse. Watch it. Avoid especially. I can't imagine yourself going to meet somebody who doesn't have spiritual understanding to be giving you advice on marriage. Till forever. The person can never give you good advice. The person doesn't have good understanding. Do I say good understanding? Give a favor. The person lacks good understanding. Nobody here will self-destroy his own family. I say nobody here will self-destroy his own family. Nobody here will self-destroy his own family. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Amen. There are some external factors. They are from the devil direct. They will be pouring charcoal inside the fire. There's already a problem in the home. They will be pouring charcoal. Pouring problem. No, you must not accept. Tear for him. Tear for her. Show her paper. Don't you have belts? Use belts now. Huh? Why are you using ordinary cane? Use belts. Are you? Uma tutu. Well, my time is up. Let me give you one more point and then we'll go. Way to family joy number 8 is work on your character. Work on your character. You see, lack of character kills the family. Deal with all anti-marriage character. They kill the joy in the family. Work on yourself. If you are not getting better in your character, you are killing the joy in your family. There are some things your husband must see in your life that you were not doing, that you were not doing before, that you are doing now, that are good. There are some things he must see in your life that you used to do before. Now, you have changed. Maybe before you were talkative. Now you are a little calmer. Even before, if he speaks, you react, you spark. Like a wire that touch each other. Now you are calm. Maybe before you don't know how to cook. And then when they say, this your food is not okay, you just begin to say, no, you can go to country. You can go anywhere. Work on your character. As a man, work on your character. No woman wants to be living in a house with a lion. Violent man. Man that you cannot trust. Work on your character. You are getting old. You will soon begin to have white hair. Work on your character. Work on your character. How can you have spent 1-2 years in marriage and you are still behaving the same? You are not improving. You are not improving. Nobody here will crush their family through bad character. I say nobody here will crush their family through bad character. Say a louder amen. the second service, I will tell you a lot more stories on areas, on these areas, and I'll be giving us fresh points on each of the things I've talked about today that will spur us onto a better life, a better family life, and enjoyable life as a whole. Nobody here will be a failed person in the name of Jesus. Well, it's also our family restoration banquet. One of the things that God wants to do for us is to restore everything the enemy has stolen. John chapter 10, verse 10. For the thief cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come. Why did I come? That you might have life and have it more abundantly. John 10 and verse 10. In Joel chapter 2, Joel chapter 2, 25 and 26. Joel chapter 2, verse 25. It says, I will restore. Can we read it together? Everybody want to go. I will restore to you the years that the locust had eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army, which I sent amongst you. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that has dwelt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. You will never be ashamed. Our God is a restorer God. What does he restore? He restores lost years. What does he restore? He restores blessing. What does he restore? He restores health. What does he restore? He restores marriages. What does he restore? He restores intellect. Hey, you are in school. Oh, your grade is C and D and E. No, 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 no. He restores everything the enemy has stolen. Years that have been stolen, he will return everything. Many are here. All the years that have been lost this year, God will restore everything. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. All the years the wicked have stolen from you shall be restored this year. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Shout a louder amen. Our God is a restorer. He restores spiritual life. Those who were very spiritual before, now maybe the fire is going down. Maybe you used to pray 4 hours per day before. Now you are managing to pray 40 minutes in a day. No, it's not right. The path of the just is like a shining light. Anything you are doing is supposed to be getting better. If it's not, you need restoration. I pray this morning, every single thing that the wicked have taken from you, Jehovah will restore it this morning. It will restore your lost blessing, lost dignity. Some of you need God to restore favor. You used to be in favor in some quarters before, but you have lost favor there. They don't remember you again. Get ready. God will restore you. I say God will restore you. And this will take you to that high place. In Jesus' mighty name.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.